Chicago is known for dirty. Chicago is known for dirty politics. Windy City native Rahm Emanuel, no exception to the Chicago way. He was known as the bag man in the Clinton White House. That sounds good. Now in the Obama administration, his strong-arm tactics are helping making all Obama's dreams come true. It is scary, but true. Pat Caddell, he is a former Democratic pollster and a Fox News contributor. How are you, sir?
Good to meet you.
It is good to meet you. Help me out here, because yes. I think there are a couple of disturbing connections, and I'm all about that. I think this whole administration is all about connections.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's really not about what you see. It's
everybody connected to everybody else and the money.
It's almost community organizing.
In a large way.
In a large way, yeah. Okay. Help me out. Where do we start with Rahm Emanuel?
Well, we started with his role, as you said, in the Clinton White House. Now, he leaves the Clinton White House, and he gets two jobs. He gets put on the board of Freddie Mac, which is the second of the big, giant mortgage companies.
What is his qualification? Didn't he go to school for dancing?
Excuse me. He studied ballet dancing in college. He was trained for ballet. He is
Freddie Mac doesn't do ballet.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Now he gets the other job he has is that he gets a job with Wasserman Perella, which is a major Wall Street deal company, and he gets it in their Chicago office. Mm-hmm. He will then make $16 million in less than 2 years.
In 2 years?
Yes.
Two years, $16 million is what
that's
he
on
makes.
On top of the quarter of a million the taxpayers gave him for Freddie Mac.
And 250.
They were there when they're cooking the books.
Yeah,
let's remember.
He was there.
They're cooking the books there.
Got it. Okay. $16 million. How do you make the $16 million?
Made the $16 million basically on one large deal, and there's a second one. But the big deal he got it on was he was advising SBC, which later grew into the new AT&T.
Okay, SBC.
Right.
That's not really. Here's what's interesting about the SBC thing is the guy who helped make this deal.
Yes.
Took a loss. Yeah. Did he not?
Yes. They had to sell because they bought another phone company, Ameritech. They had to get rid of a security company called SecurityLink. It was $1.5 billion investment. He sold it to a group headed by an investment group being led by.
Whiteacre?
By Mr. Whiteacre was the chairman. He sold it to a group led by Mr. Emanuel for about $500 million.
Okay.
Six months later, the investment bank that bought it sold it for $1 billion.
That's good. That's a good investment.
Not bad.
That's
right?
Good.
Now, and he took out a huge amount of money. Now, the president at that time, Whiteacre, was the chairman of SBC.
America? Does the name Whiteacre, the guy who helped Rahm Emanuel makes $16 million. Does the name Whiteacre ring a bell? Pat?
Because when they appointed the new chairman of GM, who announced the day of his appointment, I know nothing about the car business, his name was Edmund Whiteacre.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. My goodness. Okay. It's the new chairman of GM
that knows. It gets better. It gets better because the second name went down on the corner, Bill Daley. Brother of the mayor, who is really the powerful force. I said this on the air in 2008. The person pulling the strings in the Obama campaign was Bill Daley. One of his closest friends, one of his closest intimates, is a person named Jim Johnson. Jim Johnson was the chairman of Fannie Mae. He had been, his qualification for the largest mortgage company in the world was that he had been Walter Mondale's campaign manager.
Oh, well, that.
And he
Pat,
put him on the board there.
Let me ask you real quick, because I've got 30 seconds.
Yep.
Why is no one connecting these dots?
That's what drives me crazy.
Why is
corruption is killing this country? It is corruption on the Republican side. It is corruption on my side of the aisle, the Democrats.
Yes.
It is a cancer on the society. No one will touch this story. Nobody has made this connection in the media because they've decided they have a new role, which is serve as lackeys.
You are a Democrat. I am an independent, but I am a conservative. Let me tell you something.
Well, both these parties are in deep trouble.
They are in deep trouble, and you bring any connections, you keep helping us fit. I will air the story to my last breath.
There's so much to uncover here. It is like the
beginning. You stay close to us, sir, and we will uncover it.
We'll do.
Okay. Somebody's got to do it.